South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackala with the Morning Team. Great to have you here. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning to you, Rob.
Happy Halloween. Anything scary?
In the lab.
Yeah. David Snell's always in the computer lab. That's where he spent much of his time. Anything scary for us, David, this week?
Well, yeah, I think we consider AI to be scary in some instances.
Oh, yeah.
Although it's a great benefit. It's a very, very powerful tool for businesses and for inventions and breakthrough. But we also need to consider the other side of that coin. Well, it's a great tool and can be revolutionary. It can also be used against us and perhaps causing maximum damage. So what happened yesterday is President Biden actually signed an executive order providing rules around generative AI, which is something that I think we need. I'm not sure how it'll be implemented or how it'll be monitored, but I think it's a great idea. The unfortunate thing is that an executive order will only last as long as the president is in office.
Yeah.
So if it isn't signed into law, it'll go away when and if Biden loses the next election. So there's things that we need to think about as a human race about AI. It's great in a lot of instances, but then it could be really detrimental to us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm wondering, we typically, look to Europe, which seems to jump on things faster. Do we know, David, I'm not even sure if we've researched, does the EU have already stringent AI policies in place?
They're always ahead of us, Rob. I don't know.
Okay, I thought they would be.
I don't know why. We're supposed to be the leading country in the world, but the UK is always beating us on these things for privacy and security and also AI management and monitoring. So we kind of wait and see what other people do, and then we try to improve upon that. That's probably what we want to do, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess it's no harm, I suppose, with waiting around to see what works and doesn't work. And I suppose when it comes to legislation here, no one wants to stifle, capitalism or business too much. So I guess putting things in place, but it seems like we need some kind of ground rules going forward. And you're right, it can't be just the president issuing an executive order. It needs to be something more more solid, I guess, that Congress puts into place.
Yeah, absolutely. Last October 2022, the Biden administration released the AI Bill of Rights, outlining a set of principles for developers. And those principles were later turned into a series of agreements between the White House and several AI players, the bigger ones, Meta, Google, OpenAI, NVIDIA, and Adobe. People wouldn't think about NVIDIA as being an AI generator company because they're known for their video cards, but they make high-level processors, which helps create AI and helps AI do its job. So it's important to note that as citizens and as human beings, we need to really watch this because there are concerns about this affecting the job market because it's going to be able to automate so many functions. So we need to create new safety and security standards, and that's where I think we're going with this executive order. We're heading in that direction. Let's just hope that Congress, and perhaps now that they're back to business and there's a Speaker of the House, and things might be able to get done moving forward before the end of the year.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible. I mean, we know that government moves slowly, AI moves quickly. So a lot of the things are going to happen faster maybe than we can get ahead of. But you're right. I mean, there's so many transformative changes. The first one, we think about is obviously the jobs. You think about so many jobs and how companies are trying to create virtual whatever the job is. And then I always wonder, what the heck are the rest of us supposed to do, though?
Right.
I mean, you want to have some automation, but what the heck are we supposed to do all day,
I'm not sure if we're going to have a AI Rob on the morning show.
Well, they can do this.
They can create you, right?
I know. And someone was saying, too, I mean, listen how creepy. Did you read this, too, that somebody was saying in the future, you could have your news delivered by a dead news anchor? Like, you could bring back, Walter Cronkite.
Yeah,
you could make it. I mean, but you could. I mean, why would you, though?
Yeah, well, that's not the reason. You would because you could, is how that usually goes. Not that it was right or wrong, but if you can do it,
no,
I know.
You're right. Okay. So what kind of rules do you have in place to protect, obviously, the privacy of people and, you know, their estates and that kind of thing? Is they're no longer around? And then the other part is, yeah, I mean, you can create, and I know they've already created the DJ. There's even one that can interact with you and do contests. And I imagine it's fun. I suppose if you're a boss, you're thinking you could do this. But then if no one's really talking to you as a real person, what's the point sometimes, I wonder? I mean, maybe I'm missing. Besides saving money. I get the saving money thing. But I'm just saying, you know, in the whole scheme of life, you know, what would it be if we just have robots talking to each other rather than people? But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, the AI congressperson, they wouldn't like that so much.
You know, we probably could have had a Speaker of the House, but sooner had they used AI.
Yep. It's just an AI. You put the AI. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're using it to write their speeches or AI to write legislation. I don't know. But there's a lot of things.
But you're right. That's gonna happen because AI can generate so much better than we can just because they have a lot of background data.
Yeah. Just be careful when AI writes the laws, though. You got to be careful what they write in there.
That's right, Hal.
Yeah. But so you were talking about the Biden administration speaking, I guess, of so this is the AI Bill of Rights. Is that what it is?
Well, the Bill of Rights came out last October. This is the executive order providing rules around generative AI, things that the 8 rules that have to be considered when you use AI for anything, any type of generative AI, any type of stuff. So. And, you know, most of the big guys have said, yeah, we're going to do that. we'll see how that goes.
Yes.
Well,
we're going to do that, yeah. If you make us.
And then we'll see how that works out. Yeah, if you make us do it, we'll do it. But we're going to try to get around it in every way that we possibly can.
Yeah.
Because we want to lead the industry in this AI.
Or, yeah, I know, lead it, sell it to someone. Yeah, there's certainly a lot of money to be made, and, you know, that's where it gets into all of these things. And but there's just so many issues, you know, just like when the Internet came along. I feel like that we don't fully know what's down the highway yet. And it's tough to kind of predict that, isn't it, David?
It is tough to predict it, but we can imagine it because of all the things we've seen in movies leading up to this point. Anything that you've seen in a movie like that, someone is going to make it happen.
Yeah. No, it's true. I've said it before. The most wonderful things and the most terrible things, if it can be done, it will be done at some point. And then you're right. It's up to us to try to make sure to mitigate those bad things. And so
that's
what we need to do. All right. David's got lots of information up on his blog, so you can go read that. David, where do people go?
People can go to Xpart IT, click on my blog link, and get all the information about AI and all the bills and rules that are being generated to try to keep this under control in some manner.
XsmartIT.com, XsmartIT.com. And David, before you go, you want to do the poll here for favorite and least favorite Halloween candy. What's the one you want the most of?
Anything that's chocolate and peanut butter works for me.
Okay, peanut butter cup, I'm putting you down for that. And then the Halloween candy that you never want to take out of the bowl, that you would trade it if you were a kid, would be the one you'd hate?
As a kid, I would trade anything that was fruit or a jelly bean.
Jelly beans, yeah. All right. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. All right, David Snell, he's with us. AxSmartIT.com is his website, AxSmartIT.com. We do this every week at this time on WATD.